to have and to hold. By End Politicians, April 6, 2022, blog, politics. Let the pikes peek for a peek. To have or to have not? Surely that is the question in millions of people's minds around the world, as to what should be done to the craniums of the criminally dishonest, globalist complicit treasonous politicians with lies and damp ties to the World Economic Forum sovereignty stealing cabal. Though to perform the halving on the entire body mass, severing the torso at waist level and exposing the large intestine, would surely lead to less shit being spilled into the surrounding environment, which coincidentally, would automatically become less polluted due to there being one less politician emitting noxious, foundationally incorrect political mouth emissions. Although, surely there would be more to display to the public if one of the nothings was hanged, drawn and quartered. After all, four pieces makes it a lot easier to spread the message to the populace. Hold on a second, I might be onto something here. A new way to measure the worth, if they are worth the measure of spreading within society for display. Fetch the micrometer, these pork barreling pigs shall be so thin that they melt away long before they end up at the mouth of hell. Get your prosciutto, folks. Plenty of pig to go around. Never has something so thick been sliced so thin. Shall we try a new event on the horizon of political vacuum? Black holes, like politicians, consume everything to the point of the truth not even being able to escape their destructive forces. A celestial black hole is formed by the implosion of a star's gravitational mass in a supernova event. Question is, what happens when a politician's mass of incompetence is imploded in an inward-directed controlled explosion? Will the truth finally come out? Society deserves to have hold of the knowledge brought forth once a politician is black-holed into oblivion. Let the atomic experiments begin. The final frontier. Piss and vinegar. Most of these politicians seem to be full of it when the camera is rolling, or when the crowds need to be masturbated into selfish divisive politically induced ecstasy. Let us press for the truth. Hydraulic press. One concave, and one convex press plate, leading to a fluid catchment vessel. Enter the complicit politicians. I am guessing 4% piss, 0% vinegar, and 96% shit. The shit being the bulk of what gave the appearance of a life form able to so enthusiastically and candidly act in self-interest portrayed as societal benefit. Of course the piss-to-shit ratio will slightly vary from puppet to puppet, so society should probably press for the truth in all applicable candidates in order to get a percentage average of the human waste flow. It certainly would not be a waste of a human, if politicians can be considered so. Follow the science. Press for the truth. Cancel their culture or lack thereof. Politically correct. Now there are two words that go together like, well, intelligent idiot, or perhaps, vilely venerated. To coin a phrase as to how a society should interact as well as communicate, and have the word political in such a significant societally forming construct surely must be a sign of how structurally confused and topsy-turvy the cultural indoctrination has become, where the only thing prevalent seems to be a rapid further sinking into the societal quicksand of despair. Except in this cycle of human history, the societal body majority has been 100% inverted. Dangled head first into the mucky mixture with the promise of a pleasing head massage, only to have the eyes, ears and audible organs silenced in the political mire of deceit. The globalist empire intelligence state through their patsy politicians and media have managed to roll plenty of dops into full-on brain-dead submission where the mindless corpsed torsos flail from corporate whim to corporate whim in the linear labyrinth that today's strip mall society has lost all senses to vilely venerate such a massacre of a diversity past and become a mono existence, with political non-think at the head of a class in need of cancelling for the sake of culture. The flailing pill-popping corpse of a nation. Political incorrectness, it must be wielded against the obscenity that the globalist empire and their baby blood-drinking, seat-sniffing, pill-popping, inbred, outclassed, overdrawn, underwater, right to left, left to be righted, up and down, side to side, front to back and multidimensionally corrupt leaders extol and praise as a correct way to do business in their oh-so-treasonous daily living. I am not only a client, I am also the kfeel, so here it goes. Though I suspect my leanings on this politician may very well be correct. Being on a thousands of kilometers long road trip, I get the chance to wander into an eating and drinking establishment every so often and look at a television. About a week ago, the headline on the TV press conference was "Ontario finalizes federal childcare agreement." As the verbal diarrhea spewed from the mouth of the podium occupier, Canada's treasonous shame, Chrystia Freeland, was involuntarily twitching in the side ground to the tune far greater than I have witnessed while passing through Canada's most drug-addicted neighborhood, the downtown East Side. Involuntary muscle spasms can be a symptom of severe drug abuse. When I searched for the video of the press conference, the part with Chrystia Freeland tweaking in the side ground was not in the press conference video. I searched for other videos and lo and behold, other members of society seem to think along the same lines of myself. In the following video, Freeland is again tweaking and fidgeting uncontrollably, while also having another serious and unmistakable symptom of that of a drug abuser, pinprick pupils. To the moon. Anyone familiar with the physical and mental conditions of someone in the throes of a serious drug addiction knows that, medically, the abuser is classified to be suffering from a severe mental illness where logical reasoning and basic decision-making skills are incapable of being acted upon. In past articles I have written about Freeland's treasonous activity in jerking off the globalists so as to get her due reward for treasonous behavior in placating and vacating the inflated members of the World Economic Forum's regal role of being the imperial globalist empire of the Dominion of, enter your county's name here. Is Canada's Deputy PM and Finance Minister a pill-popping walking corpse in a nation that deserves much better? If so, is her addiction due to a guilty conscience from engaging in treasonous activity and moral revulsion, knowing that what she is caught up in is severely wrong, or was she a misery addict long before her globalist empire escapades? Either way, the mental illness is not in question at all. And speaking of mentally ill, what could be a worse mind-destroying addiction than to be addicted to oneself, especially when one is not even sure of what one is? End of the road. Once I hit Ottawa I forgot to turn around, so I found a Newfoundland. Today the provincial government extended the studded tire continuance until the end of May, which is 1 month past usual. Damn global warming. An East Coast spring is like a Pacific winter. If I lived in a free, civilized country I could sell my vehicle at a premium on the East Coast due to lack of rust and the shortage of good used vehicles, and then take a flight home so as to expedite my journey by a week or so. Unfortunately I live in the apartheid state of Canada, deemed a second-class citizen by two mentally ill globalist puppets going by the name of the Trudeau and the Slaveland. Sorry, three mentally ill buffoons. Let us not forget the Jaeger monster. CR